Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Brandon, I think, will come in and compete, you know, just like everybody else. And we certainly think he has what it takes to be a tackle in this league. And he's got the feet, he's got the speed, he's got the strength, and he's got the intelligence. So, and he's got the right mindset. And so he'll come in and compete just like everybody else.
That was Adam Peters talking about rounds 2 and 3, the Friday night edition of the draft, specifically talking about Brandon Coleman, offensive lineman, TCU, the only offensive lineman this team took in their 9-player draft. That was, I think, more than anything else in terms of biggest takeaways or the biggest thoughts from the NFL draft for many of you was, wait a minute, we had a major need at tackle, and we drafted a guard who may project to tackle, and we didn't take him until the middle portion of the third round. I will get to that coming up in a moment, but I wanted you to hear what he said about Brandon Coleman, because I think that was the one sort of, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of criticism at all of anything, not even much in the way of allowing for potential misses in this draft from many who have evaluated. But I think that would be one that some would say they should have done better along the offensive line. So let's just go down the list. Jaden Daniels, Johnny Newton, Mike Sanristil, Ben Sinnott, Brandon Coleman, Luke McCaffrey, Jordan McGee, Dominique Hampton, and Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Their nine-player class, by the way, they signed a bunch of undrafted free agents, including former Notre Dame quarterback and former Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman with a pretty sizable guarantee. We'll get to that at some point for sure. But let me just rip through thoughts on all of these players. Number one, Jaden Daniels. I think you know where I stand on this. This was the quarterback that I want. I think they did a nice job by taking him. No guarantees. But I think Jaden Daniels is a week one starter. It's possible that Marcus Mariota starts the season a couple of games, but I think he is, and I think it was well documented during the process of the last couple of months that he's probably, along with Caleb Williams, closest to being ready to play NFL football of any of the quarterbacks in the draft. That's not why I liked him. Didn't necessarily care about 2024, but I think most of you know how I feel about Jaden Daniels. To me, thrilled beyond belief, very excited to see him play. I think there are so many things that appear to me as a football fan to be very translatable to the NFL level. And just a few concerns, as there are with every player. But I cannot wait to see this player step out onto the field. Real quickly, this is a total aside here. What jersey number is he going to wear, Denton? Somebody sent something to me, and I'm looking for it right now. I'm going to find it here in a second.
He's got to ask Tressway for number five. You got to get Jaden Daniels at number five.
Yeah, but, you know, because you now get so many you get so many different positions allowed to wear single-digit numbers and numbers in the teens, Washington, damn, I had this. Somebody sent this to me, and I can't find it now. Basically, oh, here it is. Here it is. So Mariota's got zero. Jahan Dotson's one. Deami Brown's two, the new kicker's three, Frankie Louvu's four, Tressway's five, Dante Fowler Jr.'s six, Robinson Jr.'s eight. Nobody's going to wear seven. Theismann, it's not retired, but it's kind of protected, I would hope. Nobody's wearing nine because of Sonny's jersey being retired. Allen, that would be Kaz Allen, right, is wearing 10. Jeremy Chin, 11. Jake Fromm, 12. Emmanuel Forbes, 13. Zacchaeus, 14. Milne, 15. Driscoll, 16. Mandel, 16. Two 16s. McLaurin, 17. Tinsley, 18. And Ibn Ogeni, 19. So, I mean, they're going to give him the number that he wants. He can't wear 70, can't wear 9, but he's not wearing 0 with Mariota there. Dotson, Brown, McManus, Louvu. If he wants 5, he's going to have to pay way for it. He's going to have to buy up what's in circulation, which isn't going to be the same situation that, you know, Kyle Pitts was in with Kirk Cousins down in Atlanta. There aren't, like, a lot of Tressway jerseys to buy up, I don't think. And then you've got, you know, like, Fromm's 12 if he wanted 12 or Allen's 10. I don't know. Just weird the way numbers now, because so many other positions have access to numbers that they didn't used to have. They fill up pretty quickly. There's a real desire to have kind of those single-digit numbers for defensive players. All right, back to the draft. Sorry about that. Johnny Newton. Denton and I were sitting here doing the show. Johnny Newton was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He was a monster and a disruptor as a defensive tackle in college. So my initial reaction when they had picked Johnny Newton, even though it was a defensive tackle, was that dude was a menace in college football, playing football for Illinois. Whenever you watched Illinois, you recognize number four. I don't know what jersey number he'll want. Johnny Newton was supposed to go. A lot of mock drafts had him in the first round. We didn't even consider him on Friday night for Washington at 36 because we weren't considering defensive tackle. What I like about what they did there is they went best player available. I think that's the way you should draft. And every single general manager has told me that over the years, that the biggest trouble they've ever gotten into is when they have drafted for need. Now, are you going to draft another quarterback at 36 if he's the best player on your board after you took Jaden Daniels at number two? No. So I think also at the position of defensive tackle, it's a rotation position. And Payne and Allen weren't rotating out enough. They played too many snaps. You have Phil Mathis, who really has, at this point, not shown much. John Ridgeway, who actually has played well at times. But Johnny Newton is a high-level talent. And disruption in the interior in today's NFL is big, and he can do that, or he certainly did at the college level. So I liked that pick. Their next pick was Mike Sanrestill, the DB, the nickel DB corner for Michigan. If you watched Michigan, it was hard to miss him this year. Just an absolute great college football player. In many ways, kind of the heart and soul of that Michigan defense, which really led them along with that running game in Blake Corum all year long. This guy's so instinctual as a college player, sniffs things out, had six picks, kind of like Emmanuel Forbes last year, you know, led the nation all time in pick sixes. But this guy has a willingness to come up and hit. It's funny because I think with Sanrestill and Forbes, and now with a different coaching staff, we'll see what happens with Forbes. But a defensive head coach and a defensive coordinator and Joe Witt Jr., what did they talk about in the days after they got hired and they were holding press conference after press conference? You kept hearing the same thing. We want to turn people over. This is what Dallas did the last few years. Dallas finished in the top three, I think three straight years in takeaways. I think they were number one twice in the last three or four years under Quinn, something like that. I may be a little bit off on that. And Sanrestill is a ball hawk. So is Forbes. Hopefully they both turn out to be that for Washington. If you watched college football and you didn't recognize how important he was to Michigan, but maybe you think he's too small. You know, he's stocky at 5'9", 180-something pounds. But man, is he fearless and instinctive and anticipatory. So I kind of like that pick. Ben Sinnott is interesting. I just didn't remember a lot of him like I did, say, Cade Stover. Certainly not as much as Brock Bowers. But one of the – and we talked about this on Friday Night Show. One of the most entertaining games to watch all year was the Thanksgiving Day weekend snow game between K-State and Iowa State in an absolute blizzard. And Sinnott was great in that game. He does look – and many of you reached out to say he looks like Cooley. He's built like Cooley. He plays like Cooley at the college level. He was a versatile tight end. You know, right now you've got Zach Ertz, who's an older, experienced player. But after that, it's essentially John Bates, who's more of a blocking tight end. You didn't have, you know, anywhere near enough at that position. And if that was the highest rated player on their board at number 53 after the trade back with Philadelphia from 40 to pick up 53 and 50, I like the pick of Ben Sinnott, you know, sitting here today as much as you can. Brandon Coleman, to me, look, I said this on Friday night to Denton. I can't tell you anything about Brandon Coleman other than what, you know, most people could tell you, which is they could read a pre-draft profile of him. That was the first offensive lineman that they took. Look, they have been working on their offensive line. They got themselves a very important player in free agency in Tyler Biadasz at center. That is a significant signing. They did not have a center heading into this season. And to get a veteran center when you're going to play more likely than not a rookie quarterback is crucial. They added Nick Allegretti, who started in the Super Bowl. He is a true guard. They are clearly looking at Coleman, who played more guard than tackle, as a long-armed projected tackle at the NFL level. He started more games, you know, at guard at TCU. Right now, as of today, the starting tackles week one are Cornelius Lucas and Andrew Wiley. I mean, we can sit here and hope that Brandon Coleman develops into something that they can start right from the jump, but nobody can project that today. We'll see how it's handled. Today, if they had to play a game tomorrow, Cornelius Lucas would be your starting left tackle, and Andrew Wiley would be your starting right tackle. He's an intriguing prospect. I can't sit here and tell you much more about the player that you've already read. You know, he's a guy who athletically shines. He is 6'6". He's 315. He's long-armed, big wingspan. Really hard to move from guard to tackle without the length, the arm length. It's a very key physical attribute of tackles. It's why when Brandon Scherff got drafted in the first round, and he got drafted, by the way, as a tackle, pretty much anybody that knew anything about his physical physique said, yeah, he's not a tackle at the NFL level. He'll have to play guard because he's got shorter arms. Brandon Coleman, to me, is a big, interesting part of this draft. Can he be a guy that is ready to play by at least 2025 at tackle? Did they get a future starting, you know, left or right tackle? Tackle, period. In the third round with Brandon Coleman, nobody knows as of today. Luke McCaffrey was the last pick. That was the Chase Young 100 overall third round pick from the 49ers. So I didn't watch a lot of Rice. I wagered on games involving Rice, but I did not watch a lot of Rice this year. I think most of you know by now, this is Christian McCaffrey's brother. The Peters, you know, group, the 49er group, very familiar with the McCaffrey family. The tape looked awesome. You know, he looks like, you know, a guy that actually would fit in at a lot of spots. He's not short, you know, at 6'1 and three quarters, I think was his height. I think that was the height. But I could see him playing inside as much as outside. Late third round pick, we thought wide receiver would get drafted in the top 100. They picked a guy that was highly productive at Rice. And then we get into day three. Jordan McGee, linebacker, Temple. Has anything been addressed more now with the combination of free agency and draft than linebacker? Wagner, Luvu, Pittman. The dude Walker, right? And now McGee. This is probably a special teams contributor hope at this point in terms of, you know, where he was drafted. I know not everybody is thrilled with 139 overall for Jordan McGee. Dominique Hampton, safety. You've got right now needs for corner, which they drafted. I think we are unclear as to what this group thinks of safety, although they added Jeremy Chinn in the offseason and let Cameron Curl walk. So you've got Forrest, you've got Percy Butler, you've got Jeremy Chinn, you've got Reeves, you've got Quan Martin in some sort of role. Hampton 6'2", 220. Good size. Definitely would appear to be more of a special teams guy, but who the hell knows? Nobody knows at this point. You know, when you go back and you look at recent drafts, I guarantee you we said about, you know, the 2021 draft or the 2020 draft, yeah, this dude Cameron Curl, you know, hopefully at some point down the road he's able to contribute on special teams if he ever makes the team as a seventh-round pick. Started a lot of games for Washington, 60 during the course of his career. You know, you get a guy like Derek Forrest. Now, he missed that first year because of injury, but hey, this is a guy that's really going to contribute on teams. No, he has started a bunch of games. Hard to really know on Dominique Hampton or Jordan McGee or their last pick in the seventh round, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, defensive end from Notre Dame. I'll tell you what I am really interested in, and I'd like to get some sort of feedback. I've been trying to, more so than on picks, on the players that are on the roster that were on it last year. Because my gut tells me that there is intrigue with KJ Henry and Andre Jones Jr. from this group. Now, why would you say that, Kevin? They added two defensive players in the draft. They added two Cowboys, they did, in Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler Jr., and they added a 49er in Cleveland Farrell. You know, they needed NFL-caliber players that could come in and start, you know, in week one next year. But I would be interested to know what Dan Quinn specifically, thinks of guys like KJ Henry, Andre Jones Jr., Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, a guy like Butler who can really run. Because after quarterback and offensive line, what needed to be fixed more than anything else was one of the worst defenses from the 2023 season, the Washington defense. You want to help out the young rookie quarterback, of course, surrounding him with weapons and getting an offensive line is helpful. You know what else is helpful? A really good defense that keeps you in games and doesn't put all of the pressure on the rookie quarterback to have to score every single time they have the football, which is something he's used to from college. The offensive line, or lack thereof, drafted. The only thing I can say is I think everybody knows this by now. The reporting has indicated this. They wanted to, well, more than the reporting, it's what Adam Peters said on Thursday night. They were interested in moving up into the first round to take a player. We think that player was an offensive lineman. We think maybe that player was Amarius Mims from Georgia. Perhaps it was Jordan Morgan from Arizona. But they, you know, they don't control that. You know, when you criticize them and say they should have traded up into the first round to get an offensive tackle, that's what was missing from this draft. You can't just pick the spot that you want to trade with and then force the team in that spot to trade with you. It's not the way it works. It takes two. And perhaps there were discussions that were too rich for Washington's blood, or perhaps no one was interested in moving off of their picks, you know, at that portion of the draft. We did see some trades. We did, but whether or not they wanted to trade with Washington, or whether or not the player that Washington was going to take was a part of that, or whether or not the compensation that Washington was willing to pay was a part of that. But they were interested in going up and getting an offensive lineman. Doesn't always happen. And as far as, you know, reaching in at based on value, early in that second round, either at the Johnny Newton pick or the Ben Sinnott pick or Mike Sanristil pick, they obviously did not have offensive linemen at that point as the highest rated players on their board. It would have been nice, I guess. We have no idea what their evaluation was, but if a Patrick Paul or a Blake Fisher or a Roger Rosengarten or a Sumachia from BYU, if they had made it into the fourth round, you know, where Washington had their selection, but they didn't. Yes, I would agree with all of you. At this point, based on what we know, it certainly still it feels like they need, if not for the upcoming season, definitely down the road, starting in 2025, they need to upgrade their tackle situation. All right, there's plenty of sound from Adam Peters, which we're going to play from over the weekend. At 11 a.m., Jim Nagy, the Senior Bowl chairman, is going to be our guest. I've heard that he's an excellent guest and an excellent person to talk to with respect to the evaluation of drafts and how teams did. So Jim Nagy will be our guest from the Senior Bowl at 11 a.m. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.